Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry about that. This is what I meant for you to hear. Good evening, and welcome to Hodge to Hodge on Blog Talk Radio. This evening we have our feature podcast, The Attic. Yeah, that's right. Once a week, we give you Patterson's Own. We put together a show that is designed to be entertaining and hilarious as well. So sit back, relax, while co-producer, the messenger, baby sister, baby brother, Nurse Carmen, Sister Purr, and Sister Sunshine entertain you for the next 60 minutes. Enjoy the show. Hey, what's going on? Yeah, that was that new opener for The Attic we worked on. I feel like I just came out of the studio with Quincy Jones. You know, me and this engineer, they call him the menu. We got together and we laid down some tracks. You know,
that was a great intro.
Yeah, you know, we working on it. I got some calls from Pepsi. You know, they wanted to do a commercial and stuff, but I told them I'm going to let my hair grow out just a little bit more. But here we go.
Man, you beat me to it.
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight? And tonight is The Attic. It's Wednesday night, and here we are. You know, I got a lot of people now, and it's a beautiful thing. Hear the podcast and feel the energy. And they feel the energy. And they want to contribute music because, again, once we go big time, we need our own music anyway. So I really do thank the menu, my man Robert White, as well as we dip in and out of this other little group called the Postal Jamming Guys. Yeah, those are my niggas, yo. I'm just saying. 100 on everything. I hear you, cuz. Let's get to our show tonight. How's my cast doing? I know I have to shut my microphone off because they'll remind me at the end of the show. But how's the cast
all
doing,
right,
baby?
All right.
Brother Messenger, where you at in the house?
Yeah, I'm here, bro. Everything is lovely.
But where's baby boy? Is he still out of the country in that business? Oh, he freed his back? All right. How you doing, baby brother?
I'm doing all right, and yourself?
I'm good. We used to call him baby boy, but that nigga told me I wasn't
doing that. I'm going to have to talk to you when we get off the air.
I said, baby brother. He said, I ain't Tyrese.
I ain't going to say shit now. I'm going to wait.
He said, you'll have your moment later.
There you go.
So... Hey,
I think Gladys said, if I won't have it this day, I'll have it in the next life.
All right, Gladiator.
Back up. Right, exactly.
Back up. Uh-huh. Somebody get him up off me. Hey, listen. You know, I don't even know how the hell we got to this topic that we about to hit you up with tonight. The name of the show was supposed to be whatever, but we ended up with don't be scared, don't be scared.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about on this show tonight shit that had you a little freaked out. I went online where everyone else goes for quality information, and I looked up phobias, fears, and I don't know who the hell they pulled for this shit.
Yeah, where that came from.
I'm sure there was a whole lot of there was no Raekwons in there. Malik wasn't asked. Ain't nobody asked Malik.
No Keishas.
What are you saying?
Huh? I'm just saying it was a skewed goddamn survey. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, what I'm really trying to say is phobias. You know, the 10, would you believe the 10 most common shit or things that people are afraid of? What would you think would be on that list, man?
Well, that was America's, right? It was the 10 top fears that they polled. This college did it with on Americans, right, for 2018. Is that what the listing we're referring to?
Yeah, that's one list. We got a couple of lists. But I'm just saying, what do you think would be one of those things on that list?
Sharks.
Public speaking.
Finances. Should probably, I would think, would be number one. People worried about their money. How they going to survive.
Okay. Now, see, I got some different shit up here on my screen right now while I'm talking to you.
Spiders.
But let me you know what I want to do real quick? I'm going to run down some of this shit, then we'll talk about it for a minute. This is a different list. And I know I'm going to hear about this at the next production meeting. Wait a minute. I got to have a moment. Everybody here seen that movie, Drumline?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there was a scene in the movie when the director, my man, asked the two cats that was battling on the drums. I'm going to say a line to that movie. And if you get it, you get it. If you don't worry about it. And that line for that movie is, what do we practice for, huh? What do we practice for? So, I hope I didn't, Ronnie, you know, I mean, Brother Messenger, you know where I am.
Yeah.
But phobias, the 10 most common fears people hold. 10 most common fears people hold. Fear of open spaces, fear of height, fear of flying, fear of enclosed spaces, fear of insects, fear of snakes. Now, these are all phobias. Fear of some dogs, fear of storms, and fear of needles. Now, that's why I said, when they talked about these phobias or these fears, they went to a certain part of the country to get this information. That's all I'm saying. So, how many people here? How many people here scared of open spaces? Who does that scare?
Of an open space?
Yeah, like when it's generally
that's
understood.
What they have down there, an open space?
Yeah. Actually, there's an actual name for it. Agoraphobia.
Agoraphobia.
I know claustrophobia, you know, when you're being
spaces.
Enclosed, but okay,
yeah.
Open space is one. All right.
Yeah, claustrophobia, that's when you're in a tight space.
Right,
but
right.
Does that bother anybody other than nobody? Open space.
I thought it was a closed space.
That's
no, that's what we're just saying. We've heard of people being scared of and being closed in, but not no OG
brother. Catch up.
No, I'm saying both of them are phobias. Okay, but we understand
correct.
The claustrophobia, because I do.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So, but the what was it again, Sister Purr?
Agoraphobia.
Agoraphobia.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But it's more
open.
It's more like crowds, like more like panic-inducing, like when you're out in public.
Okay. All right, now that would make more
not
sense.
Not like
okay.
You're standing in the field.
Right, okay. Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, it's like being at a stadium, yeah.
It's a
right.
Complex
you know, just
field.
Being
okay.
Around a lot
right.
Of people.
Exactly.
Right. You're not
I guess it gives you anxiety. You get anxiety
exactly.
From that or something?
Some
okay.
People, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Watch this. Just imagine that and you in New York. Half the people... You better get over that shit if you live in the inner city.
Right.
Because you're around a crowd of people.
Really?
Yeah.
Keep your ass in the house.
To those wrecking people.
So how do you? I mean, how do you work, or how do you? How do you go to work, or how do you even just deal with society? Period. With that,
it depends on how severe it is.
Yeah, yeah, it does. Yeah.
And you also have to remember
medication.
You got to remember now. The more
severe, there's medication.
The more severe your phobia is, probably that's how much more money you have. So you can buy your way around it. I'm just saying. The bigger your phobia, you probably got that much more money. So you can have a spot inside an office where nobody comes but you. You can buy your way out of it.
Yeah, become a border.
Wow.
What about fear of heights? Who here is scared of heights?
Yes.
I have that.
Now, when you say fear of heights, what height are we talking about? Airplane height?
Now, I mean, for me, I can fly in a plane, but I can't sit, you know, if I'm in a stadium and we're sitting all the way high up in the, you know, something.
Okay.
I can't do that.
Not on a ladder. I can fly, but I can't go on a ladder. You know, the compassion in you is amazing.
No, listen, that's just sound funny.
I know, right?
When you said I can fly, I was like, hey, this ain't the cannabis show. When she said I can fly, but
you
I can't go on
that.
A ladder. Just the way you said that.
Hold
on.
On
we got
to play. I can
hey,
go on a roller coaster, but I can't go on a Ferris wheel.
What happened?
I'm acknowledging
the
new
color. I can't go on a Ferris wheel.
But I can go on a roller coaster.
See, I could do a Ferris wheel, but not a roller coaster.
That makes me dizzy thinking about it. You know the Six Flags, the Great Adventure roller coaster in Jackson? That top of that wheel, man, that's light flashing before my eyes.
Wow.
Hey, that's my hometown, by the way.
That's everybody's hometown. I'm just saying, that's everybody's hometown.
That's my hometown.
Okay. All right, look about fear of insects.
Okay.
Nobody, watch this.
It all depends on what, to me, they're more annoying. They're more annoying than a fear.
Right.
That is gross.
Yeah, and they show up when company's over. Oh, we said insects. Okay.
No, I'm talking about like mosquitoes. I'm talking about like mosquitoes and stuff like that.
Yeah, they are too.
You know, mosquitoes and gnats and stuff like that. That's what I'm talking about. That's
grasshoppers,
more
praying mantis.
Yeah.
No, like that.
Right. I don't like them either.
I don't like them. Spiders. No. I'm not afraid of them.
And what's that?
It's more annoying.
It's more of annoying.
We learn to coexist.
Yeah, we do.
Keep the lights on.
That's it.
Who was that talking? Me and someone were talking, and they were saying that you're not supposed to kill the insect or bugs or anything like that. You're not supposed. Was that me and you, Messenger?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I was.
Right.
Uh-oh. Y'all was there? Y'all was on
that
plane?
You're not supposed to kill them.
Mm.
You might step on a bug or swat a fly or so. You know, you're not supposed to bring any harm to them.
Mm. Okay.
I'll give spiders a pass, but not bugs.
I
kill them all, but you know, but Messenger was saying that we're not really supposed to be doing that.
I kill them all.
I do. I mean, mosquitoes.
Take,
I mean, I hate that. The gnats.
Gone.
When you have food out or something, how those gnats fly around it. I hate that.
Right. They don't have a chance around you, huh?
No, yeah. Not at all. Not a prayer.
Yeah. Now watch this. This here is probably one of the big phobias on folks with a lot of melanin in their skin. Fear of snakes.
Uh-oh.
See, yeah, I'm right off the rip. You mention snakes, you can count me out. I'm sorry.
You I'm gonna snakes, go look at him and see what's going on, right?
Yeah. You mention snakes, I can't mess with you. I can't fuck with you. You mention snakes, I'm sorry.
I'm kind of scared of all animals and reptiles and stuff, to be honest.
Hey, you know what? I since I've been in the military, hanging out with people from different parts of the world, they find that shit like interesting when I tell them I'm growing up in the city. I mean, I don't fool with a whole lot of animals, man. I mean, once you kind of get past a squirrel, go ahead about your business, man. I don't fuck with it, man. And they think that's just I'm deer, raccoons, none of that. I grew up with none of that.
Squirrels look like rats with long tails.
Yep.
You know, so that's why I said I don't particularly care for any of them. But you know, Messenger just said we ain't supposed to bring no harm to them, so you gotta leave them alone.
Busted. I remember one morning. I know we getting off of insects and snakes and shit, but I remember one morning running outside. And I looked and I seen this raccoon. Now it was still kind of dark, so he was all right. But as I was running, he got this big hump in his back, and he started running. So you know, I run a little faster. His hump started getting a little faster. I'm telling you, this is no shit. I can't make this up. By the time I got to where I was going, I mean, I was in a full, wide open sprint. Put a raccoon coming behind me, and everybody thought I was crazy. No, no, man.
Well, I don't trust them because they got hands. They got little hands.
Yeah,
is it raccoons or is it possums? No, possums have the hand. Who has the ones that look like
raccoons.
They got hands?
Raccoons.
Raccoons. Okay. Yeah, they look like they got hands. They scare me.
Don't act like I'm the only one when I say this. Do anybody remember eating possum? Yeah, don't act like I'm the only one, because I grew up.
I ain't never ate no possum either.
Who ate possum?
Okay, I'm gonna let it be then.
You must have been living with the Beverly Hillbillies.
All right, I'm gonna let it be.
I remember mother making possum. I don't recall.
She ain't never made no possum.
Yes,
she ain't never made no possum.
Listen, what Uncle
she
Roy
never
brought
made
by
no
the
possum.
House.
She made it, but she cooked it.
Really?
I don't remember eating. I don't remember eating, but I do remember her cooking one.
Yes, I do.
Really?
She ain't never cooked. Y'all gotta take that off my mom. My mom ain't never made no possum.
Man.
Don't do that to her. She ain't did
Are
that.
You
sick? She ain't do that.
Your mom made a lot of possums. I just remember once or twice.
No, she ain't never made no possums. In fact, I'm telling mommy, y'all said that about it too.
You know your mama from, right? Your mama from South Carolina.
Man,
please. I remember that possum. Yeah.
Wow.
And I felt so bad.
Don't.
After you got a little older, you learned what a possum was. Like, yo, but I don't think we're supposed to be eating that. I don't think we're supposed to be eating that. I'm sorry, man.
I don't think we're supposed to be eating that.
No, not at all. What about fear of
really?
Dogs?
People eat squirrel and cow.
Rabbit. They eat rabbits.
Rabbit and deer and. Why you can't eat no possum? I don't know. Ugh. I don't want to eat it, but
they look like a big rat too. They look like a big rodent to me.
Alligator.
Ugh.
To me, alligator.
They eat everything.
Like pink and hairy.
Yes, that's what I said. They look like an oversized rat.
He going to the left.
Yeah.
Hang on.
But they pink and hairy. We would agree, right?
Hang on.
They pink and hairy. Hold on.
Yes. Okay.
It took y'all a minute. Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, it took me a minute.
Wow. Yeah, it took me a minute too, but wow.
Wow,
I told
you.
You gotta hang on.
I ain't gonna say people eat
that's
that.
All you can say is just wow, wow. Yeah, he,
look,
did he go there? Yes, he did.
People,
wow.
I mean, it's not really eating, but they lick it. You can't eat that. You can only lick it. Like, lick the juice off of it.
But.
We
but
change
talk,
topic.
No,
juice.
Yes.
We
went
from
popping.
I know that's right.
We went from popping.
Call it that. You want to taste
what
my
I'm
possum?
Saying? We went from popping to poontang, man. But all right, let's get back to to the show tonight. What about fear of storms? Who's scared of a storm?
My mother.
I mean, you know, it's understood. Booming sound of thunder can send people's heart racing. Lightning, it's actually, thunder is the noise. Lightning is what that can really hurt you. But
good job.
Watch this. I got a teleprompter here.
We can tell.
Oh man. So. But who the hell's scared of a storm?
My mother.
Yeah, really? I know. Hey, Sister Sunshine, you on with us tonight?
Hello?
Hey, Sister Sunshine. I got you now.
Hi, you guys. Okay.
All right, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
We're talking about fear.
How are you guys?
We're great. We were talking about fear of storms, and I was about to tell them a story. In Florida, I don't see people being afraid of storms. I mean, they put that cardboard, the plywood up on their windows, and they just kind of chill.
All right, they just keep it moving.
They rock out.
Yeah.
Ain't no thing.
That's a bigger storm. Like a rainstorm doesn't bother you. Hurricanes, you just get nervous. They all boil down to a lack of control and not, you know, the unknown of what's going to happen. Any fear boils down to the same thing.
Right.
Yeah, because when the hurricanes or the big rains are coming, everybody get that plywood put up on their window and, you know, and just go on with whatever they was doing.
They're dealing with both. They're dealing with the wind and the water because they're getting it from both ends. You know, they're getting all of that.
Yeah.
When I lived in Florida, the first time I had to deal with that, I mean, low key, I was real nervous, but I was nervous, and everybody around me was just so calm. I see trees and shit starting to bend over, and they're like, yo, we got to put the ply up. And they just got up, put the plywood up, cut some extra lights on, and we kept playing cards, man. I'm like, okay,
uh-huh.
I'm not going to show how I really feel right now. But after you go through it once or twice, yeah, I was the only one nervous. Everybody else was just like, whatever. I'm like, I'm from Jersey, man. That whatever. When trees start bending, no, that's a different whatever right there.
Right. Is it you, Lord?
Is
that you, Lord?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That is.
They go back up.
There ain't nothing like seeing some weather when you see trees and shit just bending over, man. That gives you just a better appreciation of awesome, man. And when a storm is over, you go over to that tree and you feel that motherfucker like it was like a magic act or something. That tree be bent, and after the storm, it's right back standing solid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, let's guess we continue on with these phobias. What about fear of needles?
I have that.
But a fear and a phobia are two different things, though.
Yes, I know. But we went over to phobias.
I'm scared. I have a thing with needles. You know, somebody got to talk to me to distract me while somebody else gives me the shot. Yeah, I know it's real juvenile, but that's how it is. You know what I'm saying? I can't do it. And then if you're taking blood from me, and if I look over and see the blood coming out my arm, I feel faint, like I'm about to pass out. So they always tell me to look away, don't look down at it, because it just, the whole thing just gives me anxiety.
Okay. So, you know,
I'll stand alone on that.
Mm-hmm. No, what's it? I was there with you right up until I went into the military.
Thank you, bro.
Suckers got so smooth with it. Well, we're not getting a shot. We're getting six or seven shots.
Seven at a time. That's right.
Yeah. Just walk through the line. Don't turn your head and don't flinch. He said, don't flinch, man. Don't flinch, man. And then you walk through there, and you just start getting hit, bow, bow, bow. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You may as well get over being scared of needles, because it's happening.
Yeah.
And again,
yeah.
But that ain't the actual needle. When they're hitting you like that, they got them air guns.
Mm.
Yeah, but yeah.
Do they hurt?
I can't.
That's hitting so many at one time, it will hurt, huh?
Your whole day be so fucked up, you know, one more bit of pain, you don't realize it. Your whole day be so messed up. You know, just a little more stuff added on the bullshit, that's all. it ain't like you was out strolling in the park, or as my man said, you was out frolicking. No, you was out doing some other shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about those myths, or I guess you can call them fears or myths, that you might have heard when you were growing up?
Hey, but you know what, baby sis? Just before we hit that, I just want to finish off this topic right here with those were, I mean, just to show you the differences in people, those were phobias. Okay, you know what? Maybe my research sent me astray because I got phobias and fears. But just trying to connect the two, the top three things that black folk fear, and I know that's a little different from a phobia, is nuclear war, terrorist attack on the U.S. I say bullshit. Child, spouse dying, terminal ill. Okay, I'm going to put that up there. That's probably not number one. And then number three, a terminal illness. This is when they asked Country Living Magazine the top three answers. Now, they asked Country Living Magazine, what are the top three fears for black people? Okay, you know what? Let's just throw that whole shit out right there, okay? That source is corrupt. Let's go to evidence. They asked evidence. Yeah, you can't go to Country Living Magazine and do a poll on black people. But, okay,
right.
Ebony and Jet Magazine, their top three answers were, these are the top three things black folk are afraid of. Ghosts.
Really?
Dogs. Ghost dogs and some damn registered mail.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Yes.
No.
This is, they polled Ebony Jet Magazine for the top three things that they think black people are most afraid of. And the top three.
I don't believe that.
It's on the internet. It's got to be
true.
No,
I'm not saying it's not there, but I'm saying I don't believe that that's true.
I'm surprised they ain't say the devil and stuff like that, you know, but we'll go there with it, or, you know, or like you said, losing a loved one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They say some stuff like that because they'll take it to a church in a minute. But those other things you just said, no, I don't believe that either.
No, that was real
registered
crazy.
Registered mail? What you scared of registered mail for? Oh, that means that you in trouble?
On money, yeah.
Yeah.
You in trouble? That's why they scared of it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
We're going to have to do better with
funny.
Our fears. Yeah, we
no,
got to do
saying.
Better with our fears, if that's what
What's
we fear. We got to do better than that.
So they asked Country Living what their number four and five selection was. and Country Living's 4 and 5 selection. Number 4 was unemployment. That ain't even close to being a fear for Black America. That's a goddamn reality that you just gonna learn at some point. You gotta get over it.
Wow.
You gotta get over it.
Yeah, that's a point. That's a reality. At some point in your life, you're gonna touch that.
Mm-hmm.
And the fifth thing was further economic downturn. Again, let's just throw Country Living ass out the window. Let's go back over. Mm-hmm. Let's go back over to the folks that said ghost dogs and registered mail.
Wow.
Their number 4 and 5 fears were law enforcement. The number 5 fear for Black America is Father's Day.
Oh, wow.
I don't believe that.
That was a totally racist, smart,
ridiculous.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, they goofy. They have to be. That is,
yeah.
That can't be for real.
That was a
stupid. No, that's what they said. Father's Day.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all you can say on that is wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm sorry that I held you off there, baby. So now you was talking about what?
No, I was saying like growing up, you know, you want to call them, well, fears or myths, I should say.
Myths.
Recall growing up, like, myths. But it was a myth, but as a child, it was fearful to you. You know what I mean?
Right, cause
because
we didn't
know
any better.
Right, because we didn't know any better. Like, I know one of them was, I don't know if anybody else is familiar with this one, about splitting the pole. Like, if you're walking down the street with a group of people and you come up to a pole, you don't split it. You all go around it the same way.
Right.
Because if not, it's bad luck.
Right. Superstition.
You know, and then superstition. Like I said, it's a myth, but, you know, it was as a child that was fearful to you. Like you walking
That's
with
right.
a group of friends. I can recall that many times walking with my friends and they would say, don't split the pole. And they'd grab you and pull you around the same way so you wouldn't split the pole. Because that was bad luck.
You still
you know, because it was fearful to us. Do I still do it?
Still
no,
do it?
I ride now. I'm not too much
walking. Like you're still walking.
It's like a cab ride now. I don't walk.
I need to do more walking, but I don't. No, I ride now. But I do think of it sometimes. Like, if I do, you know, if I see that and I do happen to be, you know, I'm standing on the sidewalk or something, it just recalls me back to that time growing up. And you think of it now and it's silly. But at that time growing up, that was serious. Like, it was fearful not to do that.
Right.
And there was a couple of them. Like, I know there was another one about if you, and this is what older people used to say, never put your purse or your bag on the floor because you always stay broke.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, I
still
never
do
have
that.
Any money.
I still
you
do
know?
That.
And I do too. Now that stays with me because I still do that. But it's a myth. It's a myth, but you're fearful and more mindful of it, so you still don't do it.
Right.
And there's a couple of them. Like if the black cat cross your path, that's bad luck.
What about when you're sweeping the floor
and you don't
touch the broom?
What you say? I'm sweeping the broom.
The broom can't touch you if you're sweeping the, like if I'm sweeping.
Yeah, you
floor.
Won't grow.
I do recall something hearing that. Yeah, I do recall that too. Yeah.
Listen.
And they say never buy a man a watch because your time will run out with him. Or don't buy shoes.
One of my homeboys.
He'll walk all over
he'll
you.
Walk out on you.
Yeah, he'll walk out
the,
on you.
Sweeping the floor thing. I had a friend who was from Louisiana, my man Odessa. And, we were somewhere, and the lady went over his foot with the broom. Yo, I mean, because I had never actually seen that. He was like moving. I had to hit him in his back like 3 times, and then he had to break a piece of the straw off. And he gonna probably get mad at me for telling this, but he had to break a piece of the straw off. But I'm saying, yo, what you doing right now? That shit just tripped me out. But he was serious. You ran that broom
really?
Across his
wow.
foot. Yeah, he had to.
Wow.
He had to do. He had to put the whammy jammy on it to get it back off him or whatever.
Right.
He said, "Hit me in my back 3 times." Man, you're a pretty large cat. No, I'm not gonna hit you, man.
That'll break it.
Yeah, no. It's apparently. Like, I'm like, I'm not gonna hit you, but we're not gonna start playing this game. All of a sudden, you don't let me hit you, then you hit me back. No, so give me something else.
Yeah, it was a lot of them. I know another one. Childhood one was step on a crack and break your mama's back.
Right.
Yeah. You know, that was another one. And Friday the 13th was supposed to be bad luck day, right? If the 13th
right,
fell on
yeah.
a Friday, that was, you know.
Yeah.
And again, it was a superstition, but it was still a fear. People would be like, oh, today's Friday the 13th. You know, and it's silly now, but growing up, you know, people took that stuff serious. Break a mirror, you get 7 years bad luck.
Right.
You know, now that was some shit everybody believed. I believe that.
And another one, too, if your hand itch, you're going to get money.
Oh, I still believe that.
Yeah, and again, I believe that one, too. But your hand itch, you get money. I think it's your left hand. Was it left or right? Left?
The right hand. Your right hand itch, you're going to get
money. It's your right hand getting money. The other one taking away money.
Every time I buy a lottery ticket, even though it ain't itching, I scratch it. It ain't itching, but I still scratch it. In my mind, I think it's itching, so that means I'm waiting on the return.
And there was another one. So
talking
over
about
your
you?
Shoulder? Yes.
Oh,
yeah, I remember that,
it.
Too. Your earring, yes. Yes, I do recall that one, too.
Talking
and
about
throwing
you.
Salt
yeah.
over your shoulder, is that supposed
yeah,
to be for good luck?
It. Yeah, I still do.
You swallow your gum, your babies will stick together.
Oh, they
really?
So that's how they have twins. Damn it.
Yeah, that one I never heard that one, but okay. Remember the boogeyman? Remember the boogeyman?
Yes.
Yo, that wasn't.
Growing up, everybody was scared of the boogeyman.
How about
boogeyman was real?
Just put razor blades on their vagina.
He was real. He was real, kid.
Yeah,
boogeyman was real.
That wasn't no myth. I saint him. I saint him. Yeah.
You saint him?
I saint him. I saint him, yo.
I know when I was younger, I used to hear older people would say to us little younger girls not to mess with old men because they'll give you worms. Anybody ever heard of that?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On. That's what we said.
So that was crazy.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Sleep with socks on and you get worms.
Oh,
no,
really?
We
didn't tell us. Don't mess with older
worms.
Men. They'll give you worms.
Yeah, old man. Remember, you mess with that old man, he'll give you worms.
It was probably just trying to, that was probably their way of trying to keep, you know, the baby count down.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, so they got to tell you some crazy stuff like that.
How about Spanish girls used to put razor blades in their vagina?
What?
Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
Ever heard that?
What?
No.
Spanish girls used to put razor blades in their vagina to keep from getting raped or to keep the mother, I guess, to keep from having sex.
Wow.
I don't know
heard
how
that.
True it was, but all I can
I heard
say
that.
Is somebody about to get done with two half dicks.
Wow.
Thank you.
Let's freak in the marinade.
Wow. I never heard that one, but okay.
No. I never heard the ending. I never heard the ending put like that.
You used to hear about them putting the razor blades under their tongue, right?
No. But a lot of people do that.
Yeah, I know that. I'm saying.
Well, I shouldn't say a lot of people, but I mean, they just do that for whatever, you know.
Baby sis, you
said
that like
whatever they into.
You said that like I was gonna write a note after the show. Call baby sis to see who she's hanging out with. Cause you said a lot of people do that. Like everybody.
I mean,
like
that's like just something that. It's not to just one culture. Like,
one
you know, a lot
culture.
Of different people.
One culture.
Right. I mean, a lot of people have, you know, different cultures do it, is what I meant to say.
It's not where you're from. It's where
I don't know. I don't know anybody per se that does that. You know, let me be clear on that.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. and here's a fashion one: not to wear white after Labor Day, which is crazy
right.
when you
yeah,
think about it
that.
Now,
yeah.
because there's all different types of white. There's winter white. There's cream.
Mm-hmm.
There's you know. There's off white. So you can wear white all year long. But growing up, it was like a fashion faux not to do white after Labor Day.
After Labor Day, yeah.
Right.
Because you have the ugly pat another white. Oh, stupid shit that people say, man.
And then there's some other crazy myths too that were bad ones. That if you throw, what was the other one? These were some good ones, I guess I should say. About if you and we talked about that already. If your hand itches, that you're gonna get money.
Yeah.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of things.
You know
why
that
was another
right?
one.
Because the apple make you go to bathroom. Bathroom. An apple will make you have a bowel movement. And early in medicine, having a daily bowel movement, they thought was healthy as hell. Well, not they thought. It still is.
It still is.
Yeah.
And then they say good things come to those who wait, but then they say if you slow, you blow. You know what I mean? So which one is it? Or is it a little bit of both?
That's some old good things come to those who wait. That's some old just be patient because if it never comes, you'll still be all right. Yeah.
No, but then they turn right back around and say, if you slow, you blow.
No, man.
So which one is it? So that's why I said I guess it's a little bit of both depending upon the situation.
There you go. Because
if it calls for you to wait, then be patient. And then if it calls for you to do what you got to do, then...
Mm-hmm.
Be about your business. Don't wait.
Handle that.
Yeah.
But a lot of them.
It's all fears and myths growing up, you know?
Yeah, a lot of them, just a different type of saying. A lot of them sayings have meaning. They have meaning to them. Like one that comes to mind, you ever heard that saying? You ain't got a Chinaman's chance in hell. Huh? No,
yeah.
I ain't showing my age. Yeah, you know where that shit come from?
What?
Back in the day when they was building the... Huh?
Not Chinaman?
No, they come from Chinaman. When they was building and blasting through the United States, building this great nation, they used to take them Chinese people because they was... I say my man say they would take those Chinese people and roll them down on a rope. They would light the dynamite, and then the people on top, the non-Chinese people, their job was to pull them up. But what happened was once you went down, once you lit that dynamite, they would just let that rope go, and it became known that once you went down, you was never coming up. So the only people that were going down were Chinese men. So when they say you ain't got a Chinaman's chance in hell, that makes sense?
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, that's really real right there. That's real
yeah.
real.
Yeah, so I mean, if you think about most of the real, she said it's really real. But most of the sayings, they got an origin. There's a reason why you...
Yeah, how about the don't let your mouth write a check that your ass is going to cash? I have to cash, right? Remember that one?
That's some shit that that mama, the parents got together and came up with. Yeah. Because when you watch it,
but you know what it means, though, right? You know just what it means.
Watch it. It took a minute to fully understand that because that's a pretty deep concept at a young age, man. But don't let your mouth write a check that your ass can't cash. I wonder
what you mean. Watch what you say.
Huh?
Be mindful of what you say.
That would be putting
pretty
it,
much. Don't say nothing you can't get a behind whooper for.
Yeah.
That's it. That's right. That's right.
I like how you said that. Be mindful. No, that was one of them. What the hell you say? said, be mindful of what you say. That's exactly what it means.
Mm-hmm. But when it was said to you, you knew, like, okay then, all right.
Yeah.
It
was the tone it was said to you in that it didn't matter what the words meant. When you got that look and the words came behind it, mama could look over at us with that look and said, boogity, 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 nigga. and we would understand that to mean that I'm going to shut up and go on where I'm supposed to be going.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much.
Well, what about your friend who's going to be, what about your friend who trying to stop drinking and then you say to him, you can have a sip. A sip will kill you.
Yeah, that ain't no friend.
I'm just saying.
That ain't no friend.
And he'd be like, yo, man, now I'm trying to stop drinking. And you come back with the, you know, what's wrong, man? You don't look like an alcoholic. Mm. I mean, it's just interesting things. Interesting
things.
It won't
kill
you,
but it gets you started.
Yeah, it gets you, you know, you quit drinking. Oh, that's okay. You can still have wine. Like, all right, damn. He gave me an alternative to get me back to where I wanted to go away from.
Mm.
Hey, but you know, we talk about fears and shit that people are afraid of, stupid shit that people just say. But, you know, when we get back to fear, what's some shit that you're afraid of? Now, listen, hopefully this podcast is going to be heard worldwide. So don't be putting your personal shit on there, but what's some unless you just want to go out there like
said
that.
Keep it classy, Santiago.
But, say no shit. You're going to have the whole cast talk about, damn, we ain't know, man. We ain't know. Yeah, what's up with your sister Sunshine? I'm going to go to the starter. To the coke. I'm going to come to you first because I know you'll get it started. What's some shit you afraid of?
Old and broke.
Really?
Yeah.
Worst nightmare.
Young.
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Old and broke.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a real fear. A lot of people have that.
You know what I would say is a fear, like, you know, like when you get out of school and you walk all the way home and you go in the kitchen and you want to make a sandwich. I'm just saying, and there's peanut butter with no jelly. I'm not serious, man.
You get scared.
I'm just saying that. I mean, you got the bread, you got the peanut butter, but there ain't no jelly.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, maybe I'm the only one, man. Yeah, that takes me to a dark place, man. It does, man.
Are you more upset than feared? Afraid?
No, I was scared. I was afraid. Like, if there was no jelly, then the universe was going to turn against me or some shit. But, I mean, I went to a dark place. I hope I'm not the only one. There's got to be other people out there that love jelly with the peanut butter.
I love jelly, but I don't like the peanut butter.
You like the peanut butter?
So I would be afraid if there was no peanut butter. I'd be good.
Or, I love peanut butter. I hate jelly.
No.
White people.
That was a good one. Sorry.
Or you know what else? You know what else scares the shit out of me though? It's like you get that. You're going to have some cereal. And like, no, I'm just saying. And there ain't like but just a little bit of milk.
How much do you
that's
need?
More annoying. That's more annoying.
I mean, like, it's like a tablespoon.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
I'm
afraid of that.
No,
that
you're not.
Me.
But what is the fear associated with? I don't understand. What is the fear?
He's not going to eat. That's why he's scared.
No.
He won't be able to eat.
You know what it is? You know what the fear is associated
instead
with?
Instead of going to
sister?
The store and getting some more, he's just scared, I guess.
No, because that means I'm going to have to mix water with that teaspoon of milk.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's going to take you back to a dark place of a childhood.
You wouldn't just rather eat something else?
No.
Or just go to the store and get some milk. How about that?
No,
just go get some more milk.
I'm going to mix some water with that teaspoon of milk, and I'm going to go back I'm gonna go back to eat 20.
You
gotta
make that nasty for no reason. You having something nasty for no reason. You ain't gotta eat it like that. Now I'm scared because you had something nasty for no reason.
You got a phobia.
See?
Look what you did. You gave a phobia.
Yeah, you gave me a phobia of that. Just a visual. You know, I'm visual. I'm seeing you eating that with water. That ain't cool.
Thank you.
Probably not water.
No. Turned into a happy breakfast.
Cream de liqueur.
Yeah. Pretty much. Hey, but you know.
Nurse Carmen, you got any fears?
I'm trying to think of some. I don't know of any. I don't know. No, I don't.
Fear that if I gave up weed, I would have to go on a killing spree.
You smoke on, brother. You smoke on.
That was the equalizer.
You smoke on, my brother. Go and sin no more. Okay? Go and sin no more. You smoke on.
Son, we was put here by God. Son, I think like you saying God was wrong.
I would never say God is wrong. Don't tell God I said that.
Mm-mm.
He both got a transition, man.
Nope.
He said, "You gonna make us talk about weed?"
No. I'm just saying that was my fear. Oh. I ain't talking about nobody else. If you want to call it that, demons. But it was a
messenger.
Nice
what's your fear? Messenger.
Messenger sleep.
He sleep with the messenger.
Poor thing.
He meditating.
Messenger.
Mm.
Oh wow, he wrong on so many levels right now. Messenger.
You
can take that up at the next meeting.
Is he still on the line? Did he get disconnected? This is the fear I had that was going to happen. See, I was real fearful for me.
I walk through the valley of shadow of death,
watch
and
this.
I fear
all
no
right.
evil.
All right, he's here.
There we go.
I was getting ready to say.
I was scared,
hey, listen,
messenger. I was scared.
I need 2,000 pounds of tuna over here.
Oh wow!
You go wait. 2,000 pounds of tuna.
You all right, messenger?
The fear of pulling Uncle Carson on the show.
What's it? When Unc did that so much, he got a name for it. Yeah, it used to be funny. We sit there and watch Unc sleep on the front row. And he watched I don't care when he woke up, he always had an amen locked and loaded. So he got up.
Woke up and got right in tune with whatever was being sung.
He
was good like that.
That's because he knew it was all bullshit from the jump.
Wow.
He was like me. He read that script. He's seen that show before.
Get up. You know what? Watch it.
Y'all ain't right.
I got ready to say, Mommy ever hear these podcasts. Last week, I said they had a circus. Well, so this week somebody said this. It's some bullshit. I plead the fifth, man.
Yeah. That's what Ken said last week. They were circus leaders. What'd you say? They were circus leaders or something? You said?
Yeah, there's ringleaders at the circus.
Yeah, ringleaders. Yeah. I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
It wasn't for that.
All right.
It wasn't for real. Hey, but you know, we got about 2 minutes. I just want to, before we go into our closing, I just want to say that it's been really nice podcasting without talking about 45, but please, I don't want to lure anybody into the false sense that he's actually doing something right. He's not. We go into meditation so we can have 60 minutes of conversation about other bullshit besides some presidential bullshit. But when we break it down one level from the presidential bullshit, we're getting right back to our midterm elections. Listen, folks, we got to get out in large numbers. Again, just by the fact of the just by the end result of the presidential election, even though Hillary had more votes, 45 still the president. So I only said that to say we have to come out in large numbers. We have to make the Absolutely. Democratic victory so large that they can't cheat. We have to make it so large that for all the Democrats who are going to be suppressed with voter suppression, there's going to be enough that get through that we still can turn red to blue. And I don't want to get too emotional about the voting thing, but you got to get out. You got to vote, because if you don't vote, then you need to start talking about the president. Stop criticizing the president, because now is the time for your vote to override some of that bullshit. But if you don't exercise it, then you take a conscious effort that when you hear a conversation going on about the bullshit that's going on in the nation, you choose not to engage in that conversation. So, you know, I want you to exercise your vote down in Florida. Tight race, very tight race. But we need to get out and support the Democratic candidate again, because if there's anything close, they're going to take that from the Democrats.
Yes.
So our margin
yes,
of victory.
I believe it. Yep.
Yes, yeah, our margin of victory in all electoral races has got to be so large that even them cheating can't overcome it. Because remember, we don't have that electoral college bullshit at this level. Okay, so let's get out, let's vote, and on that note, let's get ready to say good night to the crew. Hey, Brother Messenger, could you cue us up some traveling music?
I'm not at the
okay.
Board.
Well, hey, let's get some traveling music here, and just remember, get out, vote. And everybody
else
will be next.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, we on some. Yeah, we're gonna try to do some things here. You know, I got a phone call from CBS and NBC, but I told them I can't go. I ain't going nowhere if the whole crew can't go. So I'm holding out.
I know that's
right.
That's right.
Look, we got 1 hour a week.
Yeah.
Let me roll with that. I couldn't come up with nothing else. I was gonna say
okay.
Fox. I was going to say Fox News, but I hope everybody would say, nah, that's bullshit. We're messing with that.
No, that's all right. I'll pass on that.
Thank you. They're going to change the show. Hey, but listen, I enjoyed having a conversation with you tonight. Telling our view on what's going on, some of our fears, some stupid shit people say. Hey, but listen. Even after our podcast, I got to get this message in real quick. And I hate to miss work with pleasure. But, hey, Dayton, Ohio. Y'all folks take a chill pill, all right? And listen, what was said on that God-darn podcast, man, nobody's attacking your office. Yo, do your thing in Dayton. But your office happened to be the first one we talked about. So listen, y'all chill out there, because future President Hodge means no harm. So let's all go in peace. That's my message for tonight.
Brother.
Yeah, you know, they get a little pissed off at me about some things that they got misunderstood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because hang on, man. That ain't worth being mad about.
That's right.
So listen, everybody have a wonderful week. And we'll all meet back here next weekend. How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan.
Good night. Good night, you guys.
That's what happens when you're carried away. We'll meet back here next Wednesday, folks. Have a wonderful evening.
Okay.
Bye-bye, everybody. Why do you keep
on making up? If the attic isn't on your podcast, then your podcast really isn't on. Good night.
I love you, bro. I love you, bro. He's like James Brown. He's the hardest working man. He's the hardest working man. Isn't he? Just like James Brown. He's the hardest working man. That's my brother right there. I love you, bro.
All right. I got you, sis. Good night, everybody.
Good night.